A proposed methadone clinic owned by Worcester-based Spectrum Health Services, Inc. will need to find a new location in Pittsfield after the owners of the property under consideration declined to rent the use of the facility, located in a residential neighborhood in downtown. Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi spoke Tuesday night at a city council meeting about the new development.
I was happy to hear that the owners of the property at 1517 Stoddard Avenue no longer wanted to enter into an agreement. That doesn't mean that our work is over. Our work has just begun.
The mayor mentioned that because of an ongoing lawsuit between Spectrum and the city of Pittsfield, he could not provide many details about the situation.
We're involved in a court case that hinders us speaking about certain things and being as transparent as we would like to be.
Under former Mayor Jim Roberto, Spectrum sued the city for denying the company a building permit to open a downtown location under the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Dover Amendment. Spectrum, which classifies itself as a nonprofit educational corporation, argues that they are exempt from certain zoning restrictions. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health is requiring Pittsfield to open a methadone clinic within the city. Berkshire County is home to a large number of people suffering from opioid addiction. Gail Krumpholz, chair of Pittsfield's Morningside Neighborhood Initiative, echoed the voices of many at the city council meeting, saying that they recognize the need for the clinic, but stressed that a residential area is not a suitable location.
While we understand the purpose and the need for a clinic of this sort in the city of Pittsfield, a residential setting is not the proper choice. Our neighbors have true and legitimate concerns.
Before the city council, residents warned that the clinic would present dangers to area children, destroy a sense of community, and tarnish the image of the neighborhood. Bob Scowron, a local resident who has been very vocal in the movement against putting the clinic in the Stoddard Avenue location, which has included impromptu rallies and petitions, says the refusal of the lease to Spectrum serves as what he calls a moral victory.
I mean, it's not over. It's not a full victory because it could still happen. It could happen. They could try to do it in somebody else's neighborhood. The whole object of this whole thing is to keep it out of the residential neighborhoods.
And Scowron, like many of the residents who spoke up, say they are more than willing to help the city find a new suitable location.
I mean, I have offered my services to the mayor. I told him, you know, any committees you want, anything you want to do, any whatever you need. I says, I'll be the first guy to help you. I says, I have no problem with it. I work with it. I deal with it on a daily basis in my line of work. So therefore, you know, I'd be willing to help. And I'm still ready to help. And I know all the people here that were here tonight and everyone else is ready to help.
What happens next remains uncertain. Pittsfield is still fighting the current lawsuit, of which details remain under confidentiality agreement. And it appears that state law will still require the city to find a suitable location for a methadone clinic. Reporting from Pittsfield, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.